glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker, Larry Billingsley, will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Today we want to talk about the use of the Old Testament and New Testament. It's kind of like the laws that we have in the United States. In the past, we were under Great Britain, so we followed the laws of Great Britain. Later, we were under the Articles of Confederation, so we followed the laws of the Articles of Confederation. Later, we are under the Constitution of the United States. And of course, it exists today, and that's the one we're to follow, not the first two. You see, the New Testament commandments should be followed today, not the Old Testament. In Hebrews chapter 9, beginning with verse 15, he says, "For this reason Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when someone has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood." Let's say that we had a will. And I made a will in 1970, I made another will in 1973, and another will in 1977. And I happened to die. The question is, which will should I follow? And we all know that we're to follow the last will that was made. And that last will that God had made was the New Testament. He wants us to follow it as the one we follow today. In Hebrews chapter 8, beginning with verse 6, he says, "But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is a mediator is superior to the old one, and it is founded on a better promise. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, 'The time is coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.'" And then we skip down to verse 13. He says, "By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear." Well, what he's saying is that we had the Old Testament covenant. It was in effect while Jesus was still alive. But when Jesus died, he confirmed the New Testament as to be the law that we're to follow today. And so he made the first one old, or he made the first one obsolete, he says in the text. Turning now to Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 4, he says, "So, my brother, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Indeed, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, do not covet. You see, I didn't know what it was wrong to covet until the law says, thou shalt not covet. But he says that I died to the law. Remember, for those who have obeyed the gospel, they have died, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And so, having died, we're able to bear fruit to God now, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. We learn we're sinners by the law. You see, when he says, thou shalt not covet, that's one of the Ten Commandments. And when I read the Ten Commandments, I read, thou shalt not covet, and I know that I violated God's law. And so he says that we're no longer under that law. Yes, that includes the Ten Commandments. My wife has me to clarify this, that in the New Testament, we have 9 of the the Ten Commandments recorded in some form or another. And the one that's not recorded is to keep the Sabbath. In Galatians chapter 3, 23 through 26, he talks about this. He says, so the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ. That was the Old Testament. But then he says, now that faith has come, we're no longer under the supervision of the law. Yes, you say, well, what's the purpose of the Old Testament today? We still have it in our Bibles, and yes, we do, and it has a purpose. First of all, we're to follow the New Testament as commandments today, but we're to follow the Old Testament for another reason. The Old Testament is written down for our warning, for our teaching, he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 through 11. It is an example for us that we should know not to do what God is displeased with and know to do what he is pleased with in our life. For example, Abraham, he obeyed and went into a far country that he did not know because he wanted to obey God's will. And we knew that God is pleased with him, and we know that God will be pleased with us when we obey. Romans chapter 15 tells us the Old Testament is written to teach us. Yes, we can learn from the Old Testament today. It is to teach us, to warn us, and to be an example that we can know what God really wants from us in our lives.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day. There's no other we can turn to who can help us face another day. Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, For we need your strength from day to day. There's no
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.